Welcome, my friends, to a new interview from Cuéntame USA with Moncho Camaño. This week we have a special guest, the one and only Diva Satanica. She's the vocalist of this Galician from Galicia. I don't know where it is, Galicia. Extreme metal singer called Blood Hunter. So she's across the ocean. I don't know if she's her secret bunker in, I don't know where she is, someplace in Spain, I think. So we're going to say hello to her, and she's over there. How you doing, Diva?
Hello, all good. Here in my bunker, close to Madrid, not in the city center, of course not. That's crazy. And Galicia, it's in the northwest of Spain, so.
It is? Wow, yeah. I have no idea.
You should go. You should go someday.
You think?
Yeah, it's a beautiful place.
I'm from Spain and from Galicia, so I should know.
Oh, nice. I could appreciate something in your accent.
I know. English. I understand. So you live like a little away from the city. Do you have any garden or anything?
Yes. We live close to the mountains, so we have like a small space, beautiful garden, and we are living like close to a river. So,
oh, that's beautiful.
I enjoy going for a walk every day. Yeah,
oh, sounds good. Sounds beautiful. We're going to start from the, let's start from the top.
Okay.
How would you describe this year so far? You seem very excited. It's like a rebirth for you again or nah? How do you describe the year so far?
Well, this year possibly is one of the worst in my life because, I've lost, my mom passed away like 2 months ago.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I have no idea.
Thank you. So it's been, the worst way to start any year, you know, but, in the other hand, I'm working a lot. I have a lot of plans for the following months. I'm very excited about the future because, I've been stuck with my band Blood Hunter for the last 2 years.
Right.
And now we are working in new demos, in new plans, and hopefully this is going to be our year. So,
Yeah, there were big changes. I mean, last year, I guess it was very emotional. A lot of concerts, a lot of traveling, junk eating, a lot of junk food, no sleeping, right?
Except for the junk food. Because, you know, I became a vegetarian like almost 2 years ago. So I'm like trying to avoid any kind of meat and stuff like that. So no, pretty much junk food. A lot of rice in South America. That's true.
Nothing wrong with that. So,
But a lot of traveling. Yeah.
A lot of traveling.
It's been crazy year.
A lot of unrest. I was going to ask you, so you were from Galicia from birth, I guess. Mm-hmm. You were born in a small village, right? Or
it's small? A small town called A Coruña.
But you're talking about the city of A Coruña, or you're talking about
the city? I was born there, yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like a small village with, in the mountains somewhere.
I mean, the territory is super small. It's a region like this world.
But,
it's a big town in Spain. Yeah. Everybody thinks that it's super small, like a small village, but it's pretty cool. We have a lot of stuff to do there.
Yeah. I know. It's very nice. I don't know. Nothing wrong with that. They got the Deportivo de La Coruña. I'm just saying it because I'm still a fan. After they're all the way down there, but it's okay.
I mean, I'm not a fan of Deportivo La Coruña. I prefer Celta de Vigo too.
Celta de Vigo.
It's okay.
Okay. No, I like Celta de Vigo also. They're doing much better also. Yeah. I was going to ask you. So how was your life as a teenager? Were you the type that would go out and return late the next day? Or you were like spend a lot of hours in your room thinking about other things? And I don't know.
So and so, you know, when I was like 12 years old and stuff like that, I was pretty shy, so I enjoy my time alone or with close friends, like listening to music or practicing some sports because I had a lot of energy. Mm. And I was like walking all day long or playing football or doing whatever, you know, but I needed to stay active, to burn all this energy. And yeah, then I discovered like the rock music, the metal music, and I started to read a lot. So I spent a lot of hours in my room listening to new albums, trying to discover new bands. And yeah, I was starting to feel like this passion about music, and I was thinking like, how could I possibly get involved in any project or in any way with the music scene? And that's how I started to write for some music magazines when I was like 18 or something like that. And I started to attend a lot of shows and meeting other people, other metalheads like me at that time. So I have like different phases, you know, like
everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, you just try to discover your own way. In the end, it's just like that, you know. You need to try to know if you like it or not.
So, So when did you move to Madrid, to the capital?
How old were you? I moved to Madrid like I was 22, I think. It was like 12 years old. Yeah, because 12 years ago, I was studying to get a degree because I work as a nurse.
Right.
And I got a degree in mental health. So I just started to work in a psychiatric hospital here in Madrid, and that's why I moved. So
that was the reason. Because my daughter, she's a therapist also for children. Yeah, little children.
That's very tough.
So I guess you have a lot of expertise, insights regarding mental illness, addictions, depression, and all those types of internal struggles, I guess, right?
I've been working in that field for the last 10 years, so I think I have some background in there. And also because, you know,
That helps you a lot, I guess, you know, with music, because
sometimes
it's crazy sometimes, I guess.
Crazy people. Yeah. In the music industry, people are just like nuts most part of the time. Yeah.
Do you believe like all the artists have some kind of dysfunction? To be an artist, you have to have one, like something wrong with you, but you know, or maybe narcissism or something also. I don't know.
There's amazing people like in any other field, but there's a lot of ego issues, I would say. Like there are many people that think that they are the center of the universe and everything works because of them. And obviously not. There are a lot of amazing bands, amazing artists, and you're not the only one. So,
I was going to ask you about a band called Outreach. Were you you're still a part of that band, or that was before? Because you were there for what, 2015 to 19 or?
Yeah, that was a super cool project that it's still not very active lately because we released one album, like, I don't remember exactly the year. It was probably 2016 or something like that. And that was pretty awesome because I just met some guys in the music scene here in Madrid, and we became friends. And we started to write some songs, and that's how we started. So we recorded this album. And at that time, I was pretty busy with other music projects that I was involved in. So it was pretty difficult for me to combine both the schedules. And I just left the project. But the band is still working nowadays. And the other singer, because we were two girls singing.
Right.
It's doing all the registers, like Fry Screaming, Rollins, Cleans.
Oh, really?
He's amazing. He's amazing. So check it out because they are working on a new album, and hopefully in the next months they will have something to show you.
No, also myself, for me, I will take a look. I have no idea. So let's talk about Blood Hunter. these people.
Okay.
The sole founding member right now was Dani Arcos. Is the only one, right? That.
Yes. Yes. Actually, Blood Hunter was born like a one man solo project, you know, and okay. he was contacting other musicians in order to write new songs, because he was playing like in 5 or 6 different bands at the same time. And all of them were from different music genres, so it was like very diverse, and he just have a lot of songs that he wanted to put all together like in this project. And actually the first singer, it was a guy that was singing clean. So the intention, it was never to become an extreme metal band. But because of my addition as a new singer, that's it.
So the band took a big turn when you stepped in to the band, right, I guess?
Yes, yes. I mean, I always say that if Blood Hunter never had a growler as a vocalist, probably it would be a heavy metal band or a power metal band, because the music base, it's made by people that just love music itself. So it has a lot of different influences and it doesn't sound like, you know, when they tag us like a death metal band, it's not true 100% because you have a bit of everything in the music.
Of course.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you about something not related to the Blood Hunter, but before I forget, you participated in a TV music contest, right, in 2017. Yeah. I just have a question regarding that contest itself.
Okay.
I think 2017. You were in a team. They got different judges and the coaches and stuff. You were in Team Juanes, which is the Colombian singer. I don't know if he had a... I still has some kind of metal background. I heard some. I don't know if he does or not. But my question to you is their reaction when they react to your song. I think you did like 3 or 4. I don't remember. I know you did some Lady Gaga or Their reaction, is this real? Did they hear the song before you ever, when it's time to go on and do the live recording? They never heard you sing before, or is this something that is, I don't know. Is it real? I don't want to say. It's like when they open their mouth and they're like jaw dropping. I always thought about that. I don't know.
I mean, it's been in Spain, it's been like 5 editions. So probably they have like something previously the TV show starts. But it seems to be pretty real, because when you go to film the first part of the show, like when you step on the stage and you just sing and they choose if they want you or not, like the blind auditions, it's called that phase.
Okay.
They pretend to not know anything, you know. So I entered this TV show because the people from the TV show just contact me through social media.
Oh, really?
Because they were, you know, here in Spain, most part of people that goes to the show sings like flamenco or pop music. And they were searching for a different profile, you know, and they just found me and they thought that it would be interesting, because in other countries they already had another growlers in the show. So they just thought that it could work. And it was a very funny experience. I've learned a lot. Juanes is amazing. He is like, you know, he has many, many, many backgrounds in the music industry. He told us how he started, how he moved to the U.S. from Colombia when he didn't have a house, sleeping in the car. He didn't have money to eat day by day. So it's very inspiring how these people just started from zero and they become so big. It's huge.
Yeah, I remember seen a couple articles that both the Galicia, there's a Galician newspaper, there's like they call it Diva Satanica, the Galician Diva Satanica or something like that, and they were like surprised. And it was,
who the fuck is this girl?
Yeah, who is she? Where is she from?
So
I was going to ask you regarding Bloodhunter. Who's writing the songs right now? Are you the lyricist of this band, or you working together with the other members when you write?
Well, this band had many different musicians involved along the years. So mainly Danny writes all the music, and then probably sometimes he sends a riff or just send the whole song, and I write the lyrics, and sometimes he even suggests the vocal lines and I write the lyrics and we made him fit. We work together all the time, but he's like the main writer of the songs. And thankfully, for this last album that we released like last May 2022, we have like the addition of two new band members that have been playing with us previously, but this was the first album that they were recording with us. So it was amazing because they are both professional musicians and they helped us with a lot of stuff. They added a lot of riffs, drum rhythms, a lot of parts that made a very different turn of the music for this album. So yeah, that was an amazing thing to have. And something new in comparison with the previous albums.
You're talking about Knowledge Was the Prize, the one that you put out on 2022 last year, right?
That was a nightmare to release because we had that album ready in 2020.
Right.
But then the pandemic situation started, so we had to wait. Then I joined Nervosa, and we were stuck without the chance of playing many shows or going on tour. And that was what happened. So we had to wait. We just played like 10 shows last year.
Right.
And we're trying to get back on track.
Yeah, you've been playing shows. Yeah. I was going to ask you about the dog. I got two dogs, so it's okay if he shows up or she shows up.
He's like God. He's everywhere, you know.
Yeah. He doesn't know you're a rock star yet. No.
He suffers. That side, you know, because when I record something, he wants to stay with me, but then the noise comes up and he just runs away, you know.
Yeah, I heard all the Bloodhunter's albums. I don't know, I shouldn't say it, but I think the last one is the best one for me.
It is.
I don't know.
Totally agree. It is.
Precious.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. And there are songs that they're totally different. There is a lot of guitar that I love. Well, your singing is, you know, it's great. Can I say about your singing?
Oh, I was thinking like your singing is.
No, your singing is okay. You know, I love the guitar. About the guitar part, that's it. Nothing else. No, just kidding.
Thank you for giving us a listen.
Yeah, I've been following you for quite some time, and
thank you.
And I love your videos too. The videos you put out. Because I always complain.
It's been a while.
I know, but I like them. They like them. There are a lot of videos. They I keep saying this to everybody. I don't know. I'm too stubborn on this. I always tell them because these metal bands, a lot of them, they do their videos in the forests and the mountains. And I was complaining, oh man, that they lack imagination, but it's not that. Now I realize that it's the place where they don't bother anybody. You don't need a permit. You need nothing to do.
It's cheap.
It's cheap. So there is a reason. It's not like,
they're not. We always go that way. You know, in the beginning, I remember our first video clip. It was filmed in an abandoned train station. So it was cheap. We didn't bother anyone. And it worked.
And it worked. Right. I have the impression that Bloodhunter, they prefer putting out new albums, full albums, and not that many singles. Is this right? Or
Yes, but you know, this market is evolving and changing constantly, so probably we'll have to think about trying something new for the next one. Of course, we want to have enough songs to make an album, but it would be nice to try to release singles and see what's happening, you know, because nobody is releasing albums except if you're involved into a record label, you know, that can do the right promotion, and it's pretty tough because it's very expensive.
Right.
If you don't have any support. So yeah, who knows?
I was going to talk about the lyrics. They are full of like supernatural influences, magical beliefs, things like that, mystical things. A lot of horror and psychological things. A lot of metaphors.
Yeah.
What would be your main driving force behind the lyrics in your song?
You know, I joined this band because Danny asked me to write lyrics for one of his songs.
Okay.
And that was like the first song from the time that I joined the band. It was The Bloody Throne. And he asked me to write these lyrics because he knew that I was pretty obsessed with the 90s black metal bands from the Inner Circle and all of that kind of stuff, occultism, philosophy.
Right.
And I was just reading a lot of things about occultism and that kind of stuff. And that was like my favorite topic to write about. But it's always like, as you said, like a metaphor of things that happening in your real life. Like, you know, for example, when you break with someone, when you have a rough day, when you lose the chance of your life to do something great, when you're depressed, when you're happy, when you want to fight for something, when you're trying to discover more about yourself. There's a lot of daily stuff that you can recognize.
Right.
For example, for this last album, Knowledge Was a Prize.
Right.
I was reading more about the this book about Paradise Lost, not the band,
not
about
the band.
John Milton.
Not the band.
And I was like digging in the this scene of Adam and Eve being expelled from paradise. And
right.
I was like enjoying pretty much that topic because you can find a lot of things that are pretty similar in the daily life, you know, like when someone is trying to brainwash you so you don't do something and then you just want to do it and finally you lose everything because of being stubborn. Or I don't know. There's a lot of that in this album. And the main intention is just that people can feel like, wow, this happened to me, or have a different lecture, you know.
Right. So you spend a lot of time reading books or watching more like movies and films and things like that. Movie series. Always reading.
I love series movies. I love. In this band, we all are super fans of Tarantino.
Quentin,
and horror movies from the 70s and the 80s.
Yeah.
And actually, we have a lot of intros from that kind of movies in our albums that we use also live.
Right.
But I must confess, I'm a book lover. And I have, I don't know, here I have a bunch of books that I have to finish.
So
it's like,
oh my God.
I have a lot. When I was a teenager, actually, I started to read a lot. I discovered that I could just take books from the library and enjoy myself. So my sister took me there and I was like, please take me tomorrow to pick another book. And she was like, you went yesterday. And I was like, yeah, but I finished the book. I need another one. So it was like crazy.
No, the libraries for me were like crazy for me, but I was a bad guy. I said it once. I wasn't doing good things when I was getting some of the books, especially musical books, you know.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about like going to see like David Bowie biography and seeing all those beautiful photos and ripping the page and taking it. I shouldn't have. I was young. I was young, you know, but that was a bad day.
Lesson learned.
Yeah.
If you were never caught, it's like, okay.
I was never caught, but I will never do it again. Not at my age. Forget it.
now you buy the book.
Now I will buy the book. You're right. I was going to say, you do so many side projects that I can keep track with them. You play with a lot of bands, Spanish bands, European bands, metal bands. I'm like, oh, man, so many of them. I'm going to interview one of them, but I hope, I think. I don't know. I guess myself. I'm going to.
Oh, they are amazing.
They're coming soon. So, and I was thinking of Holy Moses, that they put out a new album, and I was going to talk to them, but because of my schedule, I couldn't do it. And I messed out on the opportunity. So, Holy Moses, I know you put one song.
Yeah.
One of the songs.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Holy Moses. Yeah. The beginning, you know, because Sabina is like the first one,
right,
for women in the scene. So, we played with them some gigs with Bloodhunter in the past, and they were amazing people. So, with years we got along a little bit. We lost track, but then I found Gerd, the drummer. Mm-hmm. At one festival, and he asked me if I was interested in recording one song for their last album. That's a pity, but you know, it's like a glorious way of closing this chapter. So it's marvelous, and of course I agreed. I said, of course, I'd like to do it. That's it.
Yeah,
I think the album, it's going to be released like in 2 weeks or something like that.
I was like, surprised that I couldn't do it. You play with in the studio with Mago de Oz, right? With Parasite, many Crisis, so many bands. Leo Jimenez.
Yes. With Mago de Oz, it was crazy because I was the first growler in recording something for them. And that album became a gold album. So that was great because nobody with a growls just go to that place in the music market here in Spain.
Right.
I'm super thankful to have done that. Yeah.
Have you ever said no to any collaboration, like for whatever reason? I don't know, not enough time, or you didn't like their style and you say, I cannot do it. Oh, I don't feel like doing. You ever said no to some of them? Because there's so many. So you're saying yes to a lot of them. So I don't know.
There's been some years in my life that I just say yes because I wanted to learn from anyone. That's the main reason for me behind doing a collaboration, because I know that if I push myself to try to understand other music genres or other projects, probably I will learn something new. Mm. And that's where I like to do collabs. Mm. But unfortunately, during the last years, I just have to choose because there were many people just trying to reach me, or they wanted to have my voice on their albums. And it was difficult because I don't like to say no, but I don't have time to do everything.
Of course,
sometimes when you work with bigger bands, they just tell you, look, you cannot do everything because then this affects to the band and it's not good.
Makes sense, right.
Sometimes it's like, okay.
I'm going to ask you some personal questions. Not personal, but what wrong perception can people have about you? Do you think?
It's very common that people think that I'm a diva.
Diva.
Because of the name, of the stage name, but I'm not.
You're not Lady Gaga at all.
Oh, I wish I was, but it's not the case. You know? But yeah, that's very common. When they get to know me like deeply, they just recognize that, look, I felt that you were more like this type of woman that, okay, you're not.
Is there any natural sounds that you particularly love, like a river, an ocean?
Yeah. First of all, the sea.
The sea.
I was born in
a Coruña,
small town.
Right.
And I was raised close to the sea, so it's something that I really miss in this place that I'm living. And it's something that has a very amazing influence on me. Like, it calms you, even if you're depressed or you're super happy, it has this effect of keep you balanced. It's amazing.
Is there anything you think on stage while you're singing? Is there, or there is no time to think?
Oh, it depends on the band. For example, when I was singing with Mago de Oz at the shows, it was like 15 musicians on stage. So you have like a small part and you have more time to think. So you just start looking to the others, having fun, messing around, looking to the audience, of course. And you have a lot of time to think. But for example, with Bloodhunter, that it's like song after song, everything goes fast. And you don't have time to speak pretty much because you just lose the attention from the audience. It's like, I only think like, oh my God, I'm choking. Oh my God, I want to drink. Oh my God. But at the same time, you think like, oh, I'm having fun. So yeah, it's like quick thoughts.
Okay. A question. If we took a look at your record collection, what out of these three musical genres, which one will be the one that we found the most of your collection? I'm gonna mention three music genres, and you tell me which one you have the most and which one you have the least, or you have nothing of that. Nothing of that. So well, let's say jazz records, classical music, traditional Galician music. Out of those three, which one you have the most?
Look, I love jazz, but it's something that I discovered like lately.
Okay.
So I just have albums on Spotify that I check, or I ask to my friends that have been playing jazz for many years, like our guitar player, Guille. Uh-huh. And I just ask them for some bands or projects to listen to. But I don't have like a physical copy.
Okay.
I have like this compilation of women from jazz, but not something like an album, you know. The closest thing that I have to that, it's like an Amy Winehouse album, but nothing else.
Okay.
About classic music, I have a Beethoven album from many, many years ago, probably, that somebody lent me and I forgot to
return it.
Yeah. But I never bought a classical album.
Okay.
Because of the same reason. I started to appreciate and to understand it like lately. So I just listened to it through Spotify.
Right.
And Galician style, not exactly, but I have one album from one guy that was playing harp in Madrid, in the city center.
Okay.
And he plays this kind of Celtic music. Celtic, Victor Santal.
I heard of him.
He was, he started like playing covers of Metallica, and, like Apocalyptica, you know, but with an harp.
With an harp,
Then he started to record his own albums. And I became just a huge fan, you know. I was coming to his shows. It was a very interesting project.
Okay, now I gotta ask you a stupid question, but it's okay. I wrote it, so I might as well just.
It is a stupid question
because today is Palm Sunday, right? In Spain, Palm Sunday, the Holy Week and all that is coming. Have you ever attended a religious procession?
Holy Week? Of course.
Okay.
I mean, my parents were super religious people because in the northwest of Spain, old people mainly are super traditional. So I have like the baptism, communion, almost everything.
Confirmation and all that.
Yeah, confirmation.
Two times. What happened? It wasn't a real priest, the first one?
They were asking, do you really love Jesus? And no. But the thing was, like, we were just three kids, and they have not enough people to do it.
Okay.
So they asked us to keep on going for the next year. And we said, okay, we have fun here. We play games. We have, like, this small football team. Let's do it for another year. It's okay. So it was like, it was a good time in my life because it was not like the proper church, just sitting super serious and singing stuff and praying all the time. Not at all. So yeah, I've done a lot of religious things during my life. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Have you ever done the pilgrimage to Santiago de Compostela? Yet?
No, I did it to San Andres de Tejido,
okay.
Which has a saying like, if you're not going alive, you will go dead, you okay. know, like it's something that you have to do.
Okay.
And it's Where's beautiful. It? If you go to Galicia, you have to do that. Yeah.
Okay. That sounds good to me. Okay, now I have a another stupid question. No, fun
comment. Okay.
No, let's say it's like a fun question for you, Diva. It's like a little quiz, but nothing wrong with this. So I'm gonna name four female pop singers, okay? And you're gonna rank them from one to four, from one being the best to four being the worst, or maybe you never heard of them, whatever. So I'm gonna name four of them, and you're gonna tell me, okay. I'm going to start with Billie Eilish. That would be one.
Billie Eilish, for me, it's a two.
A two already? I didn't even mention the other ones.
Wait for it.
Okay, wait for the other three. Maybe you won't change. I don't know. Let's see. Taylor Swift. Okay.
It's a three.
And three. Beyoncé.
One, of course.
So you got Beyoncé as one, okay. And the last one will be Lana Del Rey.
Oh, Lana Del Rey, it's a two.
So which one? So Beyoncé will be number one, Lana Del Rey two, Billie Eilish three, and Taylor
and
Swift
four. Okay. Yeah, you know, for example, Taylor Swift, I don't like her music, but I watched the documentaries in Netflix.
Okay.
And she's pretty awesome. She's badass. She fought against a lot of stereotypes and cliches in the industry. So I appreciate that a lot. I love to watch documentaries about artists in general.
Right.
And I think she's great. She is.
Okay.
About Billie Eilish, I loved the first album that she released.
Okay.
And it's like pretty intimate. It's not my favorite type of music, but I really like the way she whispers the words and connects with the audience. And about Lana Del Rey, she's amazing. I love her. I think I dig in all her albums, but be careful because she's kind of depressed.
I know.
And it's difficult to deal with that. So it's forbidden. When I'm super sad, I cannot listen to her.
Okay.
Just go deep down.
I understand. Just let me tell you that your first choice, Beyoncé, I interview, a bunch of metal singers. Nobody mentioned Beyoncé as number one. Just letting you know. Some of them, they put them last. I don't know. Billie Eilish, one, and, you know, Taylor Swift, obviously, in last. But I was surprised, Beyoncé. I'm not surprised because I love Beyoncé, but I'm surprised that, you know, you were the only one.
She's fucking great. She's a super singer. She's super talented. She works a lot on the production of the shows. She does everything. I watched the Homecoming documentary in Netflix. I highly recommend you to watch it. And it's brilliant how she thinks about the whole concept, how she develops the entire show. It's amazing. And I need to buy the tickets for this tour.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't want to miss a chance.
I think they just have got the wrong information. They don't know much about her, and they think, I don't know.
Sometimes metalheads, we are really don't pay attention to the pop scene because we think we are the best, you know, we have the best musicians, which is true sometimes. And these pop artists have a lot of musicians that are metalheads working for them. But at the same time, they have worked pretty hard. And they have to study a lot and to work a lot. And I really appreciate that.
You're saying the right thing because usually I don't like too much about, you know, pop singers that much. But when I read their or I hear their biographies, they're very, you know, I heard the one, you know, I was listening to Pink and telling me about, you know, when she was young and all these things. And, you know, it really caught my attention and I feel much closer to her, even if I don't like her music, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm going to talk about a collaboration which just showed up a couple of weeks ago, and I'm like, what the hell is this? What is it? How We End? Tell me about this other project, because I see all those guys, members and girls and this and that. I'm like, where is this coming from? Who contacted you, or who contacted the other guys, Tom Newman, Jay Mahura? I'm like, what's going on? So tell me about this, because I saw the video clip. I love the video clip. And it's the song is very catchy, upbeat, but it's also heavy, you know.
Yeah.
And some sexy scenes there too, for a couple of seconds. Very, very short, but no, I love the perfect matching voices, you know, clean and harsh vocals at the same time. It's great. It's a great song. Short, a little short. Awesome. For me, I wish it was like a little longer, but lovely. Just tell me about this band, you know, how did
this is a project that started actually in 2020, in the middle of the pandemic situation, when Tom Newman from Primal Fear and Mitch Kunz, which plays bass in How We End, starting to work together to write new songs. Mitch Kunz was mixing some of the albums of Primal Fear and Sinner. So they knew each other pretty well. They are close friends. And they thought about just creating a bunch of songs all together to do something different when we were all stuck at home. And Tom just contacted me. He texted me through Messenger, I think. And he was like, hey, I am Tom Newman from Primal Fear. I was like, I know who you are. And I was just thinking about asking you if you'd like to record some songs with me. And I was like, yeah, of course. Tell me what you have. I am super excited. And the project was evolving from that time. And they were like getting involved with the musicians like JG from Syra and Abe, the drummer from Syra too, and Nerv. And lastly, the most unexpected addition was Jan Majura, which is an amazing guitar player and a super lovely human being. And we were all super excited to work with her because she's just brilliant, and it was amazing to have her. So the project was evolving and started as something to enjoy all together during the pandemic situation. And it's like a kind of a side project for all the band members because they are all involved in other projects too. So it's a super healthy music project where everyone just adds what they want or they need, and there's a good communication between all the band members. So we are pretty excited. We have like 10 songs.
Already?
Yeah. So we will be releasing like some singles. And let's see what's going on with that, because I think it's a pretty nice project.
Yeah.
Super fresh.
It does. Yeah. It is. It is. Will you guys be playing some show in this year, I heard? I don't know.
We didn't plan to do so in the beginning because, as I said, it was something like just to write music together. But we have like a first show confirmed for this summer at Rock Hearts Festival, I think in July. So we will be there. Yeah.
That sounds fun. I'll be keeping an eye on that. I know you were, we want to cut the interview soon. So I have a couple more questions. But regarding your touring, you already played Sevilla, Barcelona, Vitoria, all that. So the next show you're going to play with Bloodhunter will be Vigo. Is that right? May 13th, maybe? Is that your first show? Master Club? And then you're going
to
play.
For this year, we have to finish like the promotion mainly here in Spain. And we lost a lot of chances to tour outside, like in Europe and even South America, that we were receiving before the pandemic started. Some promoters started contacting us. But then everything was lost because of the pandemic situation. And then I joined Nervosa. So it was impossible to combine both schedules. And we just couldn't tour. So we are just working in a new album that hopefully we could release like the first single at the end of this year, maybe. And the intention is just go abroad and play outside of Spain, because we were at that point some years ago, and we have to get back on track and go for it.
Mm-hmm. I know you'll be playing, I want to say the name because I love this, Parque da Xunqueira. I love that scene.
Yeah.
Villa García Garosa in Pontevedra. They will see
sounds powerful.
At the Island Metal Fest. They'll be there the 8th of July, I think, also. You can get some dates.
Rock Imperium in Cartagena with Deep Purple. And
Deep
Europe.
Purple. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's amazing, band. So many changes and so many years playing.
Yeah.
It was one of my favorite bands when I was young. That was a while ago.
I mean, classics will be
always. Machine Head. I love Machine Head.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So what's the best place for people to contact, get in touch with Bloodhunter and finding out all their records and stuff? Is it Bandcamp for you guys the best place?
We have a website, which is www.bloodhunter.net, and there you can find everything, just the store, the tour dates, the bio, all the infos, everything is there. But also in our social medias, like Instagram, it's Bloodhunter Band, or in Facebook, we are every day checking all the messages and everything. So if you have any question, whatever, we will be happy to answer.
And I think, Diva, when you do the shows, do you have like a merch store? Do you have a merch store? I'm thinking.
Yeah, look, we have a Bandcamp, which is bloodhunter.bandcamp.com.
Right.
And there you can find some of our merch. But for this last album, we were working with a Spanish record label. We had a kind of deal. Mm-hmm. That it was pretty strange, let's put it that way. And we just can't sell all the merch that we have to that store. Mm. But guys, if you want anything from us, like the new t-shirts, the new album, whatever, just text us and we will do it just to make it happen, to send it to your house.
That sounds cool. Plus, you want to support all these metal guys. You should. Don't spend your money sending to some stupid politician for their campaign. Like in the United States, they throw money away and they get nothing in return. When you buy music, records, whatever you want to buy, you get something out of it, out of your money. You enjoy it listening to music.
Yeah, of course.
Don't throw your money away in stupid shit. Buy stuff, you know.
Invest.
Get some return out of that thing, you know. So I just want to thank Diva for talking to me on Palm Sunday.
It was super fun.
And I wish I'll be able to talk to her in the future again if she's available. And we get, maybe their 12th album. She'll be talking to me about the 12th album and playing in Los Angeles or New York or who knows. Who knows?
I really like if that happens for the next album, indeed, but it's okay.
Let me know, Diva. I always say that because if you come to New York, if the band shows up, I will carry your luggage for like, okay?
Thank
just
you
let
so
me
much.
Know.
Are you recording this, right?
Of course I am. Where I think I'm wasting my time.
Awesome, because next time I will remind you this.
No problem. I just won't show up. I say, I don't know who she is. Who's Diva? Diva. I don't know who she is.
Of the others, so no problems with that.
No, I will enjoy.
I'll be happy to have you there.
I thank you very much. I just thank you for everything, and I'll leave next some questions for next time. What about that?
Just do that, and so we can chat another time, like pretty close.
All right.
Soon.
Very good. So, guys, this is it. I wasn't going to talk about other things, so I did my best. Thanks to Diva, because she's the one that keeps the interview alive, because I'm like, forget it. I'm a decoration guy. I just a decoration on the side, just listening.
No, so without you, it just would be like a monologue. So,
okay. So thanks to Diva, and we'll see you again next week. I don't know if hopefully it will be good. So
why not? If you have time.
Have a great day, Diva.
Thank you. Thank you. You too. Take care.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye.